All right, so we're starting a new inyan, the inyan of Avelis. Some people are a little afraid to learn the inyan of Avelis, but... So the purpose of the shiur today will be twofold. One is just to familiarize ourselves with some of the main facts in the area before we get into the details. And also try to focus on the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah of Avelis Midaraisa. It's a machlokus in the Rishonim and Gaonim if there's a mitzvah saseh of Avelis at all min haTorah. Right? The Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim, the Ramban, the Ravid, all hold there's a mitzvah saseh Midaraisa of Avelis Yom Rishon. That means Yom Misa, the day of Misa. There's a mitzvah saseh of Avelis. And the rest, the Shiva and the Shloshim, is all Midrabban. Except the Ravid has a strange sheet that certain things are the Shloshim Midrabban. But essentially, the main sheet over here is that the Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Okay? And on the other side, you have the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Torah says that the Rosh is masking to Rabbeinu Tam. That there's no Avelis Midaraisa at all. Okay? But the question is about Avelis, but something that everybody agrees on is Aninus. Okay? So...
What's the translation of Aninus?
Yeah, so what is the translation of Aninus? What's the translation of Avelis? Yeah, so what's an Onain? Huh? It's a certain grieving, yeah. Like the Rambam has it in Deos. It's one of the, it's like the opposite of being overly joyous is to be a misowning. The Rambam says that in Deos, for instance, he has I don't know. Depressed is a word that has a lot of meanings, a lot of connotations. But he says. Yeah, in Halacha Aleph, he says, Yadrachim Elu Shar Kol Adeos, talking about the extremes, right? Kigon Mehulal V'Onein. There's a Mehulal and there's an Onein. And then also later on, he says, right, and then at the end of Dalet, right? Lo Yeh Mehulal V'Sochek, shouldn't be, what? Like a little, like overly jovial, jolly. Below, so he said he shouldn't be Mehulal and Sochek. What? Below Otza Ve'onein, El Sameach Kol Yomav, Binachas B'Sever Panam Yafos. So it's the opposite. It's the low end of the happiness spectrum. Right? Okay. But it also like what does it say in Yisonein Adam al Chatov, you know, to be right, Gevra al Chatov, you shouldn't it also means to be down and what was the word you use? Grieving. Okay. Grief stricken. Okay, but what is Aninus Midaraisa? You see the Rambam. Strangely, the Rambam starts off in Hilchos Avel with the pasuk of Aninus, right? That's one of the problems Kesef Mishnah raises. The Rambam says. Mitzvah saseil his abel ala krovim. Shnemar v'chalti chatz liyom. Ayita v'ne Hashem. Yeah, so what's that pasuk? That's the pasuk by Aaron with Nadav Avihu. Right? So it was the, Bayom HaShmini. It's in Shmini. So he was Oved. He was doing the Avodah as the Kohen Gadol. And after the Avodah, they brought the Eish Zara and they died, right? So that day, so then the question was, what do you do about the basar? Do you eat it or not? Right. So there were the karbonos of Shah and their karbonos ladoros, but from the whole incident, you see one thing that what that an onain, that Aaron was not allowed to eat the karbonos. The normal karbonos he was not allowed to eat.
That's because
they were meat? Why? Because he was an onain. And an onain is not allowed to eat karbonos.
Karbonos or meat?
What?
Any karbonos or any
meat? Karbonos. Kachim. No. Not allowed to eat kachim.
How do we know it's because he was an onain?
Because he says karosi, he says over there in the pasuk. Okay. So the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Aninus. So that's a difficulty. Kesef Mishra raises difficulty. What does Aninus have to do with Avelus? Why is the fact that there's Aninus a riot to Avelus? I mean, everybody agrees it's Aninus. Everybody agrees it's Aninus, and that doesn't indicate Avelus, right? Okay. So that's a big problem in the Rambam. But aside for that, we'll come back to Aninus in a minute. Let's just finish up the question of here. Aside for that, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos gives a different reason for Avelus, right? A different source for Avelus. Yeah, what does he say in Sefer HaMitzvos? You got that?
Oh, you're really playing yourself.
Okay, so the Rambam seems to feel the need to justify the mitzvah of a kohen to be metame, right? In Lamed Zayin, mitzvah say Lamed Zayin, chayev aleim chiyuv, right? So the Rambam says that since the kohanim are also to become tame, since it's an issue for the kohanim to become tame lechvodam, he says, for their honor. And it's permitted them, and the Torah permitted them to become tummy for the krovim. So you might think that it's just a matter of rishus.
How do we know that it's permitted?
What?
How do we know that it's permitted?
The psukim. Yeah, so he says, so therefore it has to say as a command. Where is the command part? Lo yitama, right? Lo yitama is a command.
Right, that's what I
understand. Because from the plain shot in the psukim, he's like this: Ve'omar Shem Moshe Emor El Kohanim Bnei Aaron Ve'amata Lehem LeNefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. Okay, he can't be matami. Ki in L'She'eiro Hakaro Ve'lov. Meaning, say you're allowed to. Plain shot in the psukim, you say to these you're not allowed to, but to these you are allowed to.
That's
an Emor, beginning of Emor. Everybody, this is everybody. This is not the Aaron. This is everybody. El Kohanim Bnei Aaron. Right. So you'll say there's a lav, there's an isser to be metame in general, but to these there's no isser, right? That's the plain shot. Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov. That's one pasuk, and the next pasuk is ki im l'she'eru akariv alav, right? Le'imo la'aviv levno vito la'ulachiv, right? But not that it's mandatory, not that it's mandatory. That's why they learn out. At the end of the pasuk, it says lo yitama. That's what they learn out, that you must. Okay, you're good. Well, that's a strange. Yeah, well, you're good. Good. Right. Without lo yitama, you just say it's a rishus. So there's an issa to be metame in general, but there's a rishus in these krovim. Right, so we learn out that it's a mitzvah, and if the guy doesn't want to be mitame, they force him to be mitame. Yeah. Yes. So you're saying like this, there's a mitzvah midaraisa to be mitame, for the kohen to be mitame for his krovim. Right? To be mitame for his krovim. I mean, what kind of a mitzvah is that? What kind of a mitzvah is that? What kind of a mitzvah is that? The chiyuv to go and touch the mace? I mean, that's a chiyuv. And if the guy doesn't want to, they force him. They force him into the room. And then he's becoming the mitzvah. I mean, I mean, because the Ram says that you would naturally just think it's a heter. You would naturally just think it's a heter. You're not allowed to be metame, but for your krovim, you're allowed to be metame. So he says, no, that's why the Torah had to express it specifically as a chiyuv, right? But what's the difference between the two ideas? I mean, the idea of saying it's a rishus, I understand, because he's saying the issa to be metame is for the covet of the kohen. So he can be he can be mochel on his covet. Normally, kohen doesn't have a right to be mochel on his covet, but here he can. But what's the idea that he must be metame? That he must be metame?
I mean, that's walk away and have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, so the Ram seems to be trying to answer this question in the next part of the mitzvah. Go ahead. Don't worry about that right now. Yeah, so the Ram is really answering the question. He says, what does it mean, lo yitama? He says, it doesn't mean, it's not a mitzvah stam to become tame, right? He sees that as a stand-in for the mitzvah of Avelis. Right? And that's what the Ram is saying. Lo yitama, that is the mitzvah of Avelis. V'zeh ba'atzmo hu mitzvah sevel. Kolomar, kol ish mi'yisroel chayev lis'abel al krovav. How do you know everyone's chayev to be mis'abel al krovav? Because the kohen has to become tamei. That's the way the Ram is learning. So, I mean, from the sefer of mitzvahs, he's definitely not learning it from aninus. He's definitely learning it from tumah. Go ahead. Alright, so why is it mentioned by the kohen? Right, ulechazek chiyav zeh biroso bekohen shu muzhar ala toma she yitamei al kol panim kishar yisrael kadesh lo yitlosh what do you have yichalish din avelus. So that's what the Ram's learning. Ram's learning like it says like right certain mitzvah says like by the kohen lo yisrchu saret right and says it by sometimes the mitzvah is expressed by in a certain case. But it really applies to everybody. So he's saying over here that why is it mentioned by the Kohen? That's just l'chazek chiyav zeh, saying that even the Kohen, who has an isser of tuma, has a chiyav to be metameh. So that shows that what? That there's a real mitzvah of avelus.
Does Yisrael also have a mitzvah to be
metameh? That's a good question. He does not have a mitzvah to be metameh. The Yisrael does not have a mitzvah to be metameh. That's where it becomes a little sticky, right?
Yeah, the first sentence does not. The first sentence of Kohanim, right?
Yeah, right. The first sentence does sound like it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. It's a mitzvah on the Kohanim to become tameh. Right? But somehow, the Ram is saying the mitzvah to become tameh is equivalent with the mitzvah of Avelis. The only problem is. Yisrael has the mitzvah of Avelis, but doesn't have a chiyuv to become tamei. And even a kohenes, according to the Rambam, right? Bas Kohen has no chiyuv to become tamei. See, the Rosh didn't like that. Rosh says Bas Kohen also has a chiyuv to become tamei. But so what's difficult is the Rambam sets up that Avelis comes from tuma. So, but the only thing is, that would seem to demand a certain equivalency, but the equivalency doesn't hold up. Right. One thing. Yeah. So yeah, it doesn't hold up because there's no mitzvah for Yisrael to become tamei, but he has a chiyuv to become it. He has a mitzvah sevelus. He doesn't have to become tamei. And there's certain cases where the kohen does it also has a chiyuv to become tamei, right? Like a mace mitzvah, he has a chiyuv to become tamei. But there's no. It doesn't mean you don't say because the kohen has to become tamei for a mace mitzvah. That shows that he has a has to be misabel on the mace mitzvah, right? And also, what the Kohen Gadol is not metame for his krovim, but he's still misabel, right? Why is, I mean, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam is explaining why is the mitzvah of avelus hidden in a mitzvah of a Kohen becoming tame? So he says that's just lechazek inyan. That's just lechazek adavar. Lechazek chiyav zeh. Everybody knows when they see that a kohen has to be metame, you obviously know there's a mitzvah of avelus. Right? So to make it really clear, you put it by the mitzvah of a kohen to be metame. But it's really the same mitzvah. The only thing is, it's a strange idea, right? It's like a double mitzvah. It's like the mitzvah for the kohen to be metame and avelus. Like a strange thing. Okay. And just to round it out,
to round it out, the Rambam in the Koseres to Hilchos Avil says a totally different thing. Right?
Is he ever this wordy in any of the other...
I don't know. Go ahead, what is it in the Koseres? First halacha. Okay, so here he has it, that the main thing is l'sabel al-akrovim, that's just stam. And then even the Kohen is misabel al-akrovim. Is mistameu misabel al-akrovim. Right? Throws him the tumma like what does that do with his abel al-akrovim? Now, apparently the Rambam had a difficulty fitting this section of halachos into the yad. Right? Yeah. He had a difficulty. Where would Hilchos Avil go? Where? Where would you put it? Where would you put it? So the Ram didn't know either. So he said over here, Ve'ein Adam Misabel al Haruge Basin. Ulefi ze kilalti hilchos elu halachos elu b'sefer ze. So he says, why is the halachos of Avelus in Shoftim of all places, right? I mean, what does Shoftim have to do with? Right? The Ram says in the beginning, what's the theme of Shoftim? Just like it sounds like. Right? It's certainly not the place to put things that you don't know where they go. What does it say?
Yeah,
right, he doesn't even mention it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even mention it. It's before that short minion?
Yes, it was after the short minion and before the section.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I have that one. Maybe. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I don't have that one. But he says, things that have to do with Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you explain again your
problem
with the
share? Yeah, now here... So here he says the mitzvah is l'sabel, right? And then the kohen is like a secondary thing, and he's mistame, he just sticks that in there. But then I didn't really get to my final question. Questions like this. And then he's discussing why should these halachos be here? So he says because you're not misabel on haruge basedin, right? Since you're not you don't there's no avelos on haruge basedin. That's why I put these halachos in this sefer. Shehein me'ein kivura biyom misa. Because they are like kivura on the day of misa. Shehi mitzvah saseh.
Which mitzvah saseh is that?
This is supposed to be the one that
turns there. That's not what's supposed to be. Oh, no, that's good.
Okay, so what is Kvura, so here he sounds like he's saying, so why is it, okay, so yes, you're saying good, Fox. So what are you saying, that what? You're saying that what? So why are the halachas of Avelis here? Why are the halachas of Avelis here in Sefer Shoftim? Yeah, why?
Why? Because it contains the same quality that there's the idea to bury the mace on the above the OBO.
And whose obligation is that?
It's on the Kovan.
No.
That's on the Sanhedrin.
Because the Sanhedrin has an obligation to bury Haruge Basin, right? I mean, I'm just trying to get the logic down. Because there's an obligation on the Sanhedrin to bury Haruge Basin, right? And there's no Avelus on Haruge Basin. Therefore, the most appropriate place to discuss Avelus is in the section, right, where you discuss the exception to Avelus. And why are you discussing the exception to Avelus? Because you're talking about Kavura. In other words, maybe we shouldn't try to explain it so well. Not that I think we did, but let me put the final question. The final question is: the Rambam seems over here to be linking, like someone who just said that about the Kavura. Did you say it?
Yeah.
Right? Now the Rambam seems to be linking the idea of Avelos to Kvura.
He does in the Halacha, I mean, explicitly.
Where?
Ain't Avelos El Mishiyaskim HaGolo?
That's when. That's when. Right. That's when. But here he says it's Me'ein HaKvura. It's Me'ein HaKvura. Right here he's saying, Avelos is Me'ein Kvura B'Yomisa. Okay. He's saying, since we're discussing Kavura already, since in Hilchos Sanhedrin we discussed Kavura of Haruge Basin, right, and Haruge Basin Yisnamis Abel Alehen, that's why he puts Avelus here. Because it's Me'ein HaKavura. So, because Avelus is Me'ein Kvura. What do you call it? Me'ein Kvura Bo B'yom.
So then the real reason
B'yom Misa.
Yeah. Not because of your not Nisabah or
No, the question is, the question in the Koseres is, the Ram doesn't usually give Diktuke Mitzvos in the Koseres, right? But over here, he does, right? He says, Ve'ein Adam Nisabah Al-Ugay Basin. In the Koseres, that seems to be a strange place to put an exclusion, right?
Right. Be
so that's Kvura. There for the reason of explaining why these halachos are in this sefer, right? What? Now is he saying since we discussed the kvura of Haruge Basin, right? And there's a din that you're not misavol. You mentioned that in Sanhedrin also, that you're not misavol on Haruge Basin. That's also mentioned in Sanhedrin, right? So he's saying we've already discussed the inyan of Avelis is already included in the sefer because of the mitzvah of Haruge Basin.
Mm-hmm. Right. Why? There is no
because
there is no
but only because the Avelis is Me'ein Kvura. In other words, if it was just a totally extraneous thing, had nothing to do with, if it had no connection to Kvura, it just was an extraneous fact that Yanamis Avalon Haruge Basin, then apparently it wouldn't be enough to put it in here.
Before?
Before Sanhedrin?
You want to introduce the general... No, but before the halakhos of Sanhedrin and...
No. The idea of Kvura. Kvura, as the Rambam seems to be saying, because Kvura and Avelis have something in common. There's some common idea between Kvura and Avelis.
He goes further on.
Anything. I mean, it's an interesting commentary that he's saying this mitzvah doesn't really fit into the context of any other, doesn't fit into the theme of any other section.
It's very strange.
Same 5 books.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to the discussion of Onan for a minute. Okay, now we have the questions. So now let's just, now we have the questions. Now let's...
Why isn't it in Tara, right?
Why isn't it in Sefer Torah? So it's not in Sefer Torah, makes sense, right? Because it's not essentially a mitzvah of being metame.
Is it not?
It is.
Yes. No, it's not essentially. It's just lechazik. It's just lechazik that it has to do with that the Kohen is metame. But the inyan is definitely, is a veilah. So let's go back to Anina. Let's understand Anina. So in other words, I said there were two purposes in the Shir. So we have the problems in the Rambam. Now let's just try to get some of the basic facts, and then we'll see if we can if after that we're in a better position to understand the Rambam. Okay, so let's take Aninas. So Aninas, everybody agrees, is Midaraisa. So what is Aninas? What are the dinim? What are the halachos? What's the halachic description of Aninas? So let me ask you a question. Are there any... what's the dinim of Aninas? Yes, there are a lot of dinim, right? I mean, there are a lot of halachos. He's pater from mitzvos. He can't eat basar and drink yayin. Right? Ram has in Perek Dalet Lachav Vav, no? Misha Mesa Mutal Lefonov.
I thought it was just touching.
No. You know what I'm saying?
So, right, he's pater from all the mitzvos. Yeah. That's one set of halachos. And then, one second, and then you have what? Then when you have, then you have like you said, that what? An onein, a kohen that's an onein, is machalal the avoda. Right? That's in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. An onein cannot eat Maiser Sheni or any kachim. Gets malchus on Maiser Sheni. Right? No, that's a separate issue. That's a separate mitzvah. Not to eat Maiser Sheni as an onein. Right? That's lo achalti mimeni boni. So, mimeni boni. So, what? Hold on. Right? And then what? And then also, he doesn't bring bikurim. I didn't give you that one. He doesn't bring bikurim either. Because it says v'samachta. It has to be simcha.
Well, you gave that.
And the bikurim I gave? So, you just mechavim to it. And, What else? Okay, but the strange thing is, huh? That's the strange thing. Strange thing is, after all of these halachos, by the Rambam, it's a Mishnah. It's actually a Mishnah in Nigmar Hadin. The Mishnah in Nigmar Hadin says that even though you're not misavil on a rugay based in, of al onanin, why she'ein aninas el b'leiv? But there are all these halachos of aninas. What do you mean, ein aninas el b'leiv? That's in Perek Ramaz in both places, right? In Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis Nevel, and also in Sanhedrin. Doesn't he mention Sanhedrin? Mentions also in Sanhedrin. There's a Mishnah in Nigmar Hadin. Yeah. So one thing you have to get clear, one thing you have to clarify, and that is, the dinim of the brachos and the mitzvos, that's really a separate idea. That's a din of Misha Mesa Muta Lefonov. That's not really midin aninus, per se. Okay, that's mesa mutalafanav. That's why if it's Shabbos, you chayiv in mitzvahs because you can't do anything on Shabbos. That has to do with being torahed in because you're torahed in with the iskei ames. Now that's what I'm saying. Those things of not saying brachos, is a different din. That's not a din of Aninus, that's not a kash on Ein Aninus El B'Lev, I think. Because that's just the din of Meso Muta Lefanav. I mean, it's a machlokes in the Rishonah. If someone else is taking care of it and you're a karav, are you still considered an onein? Right? If you're in another town. Right, Rabbeinu Tam with his sister, right? So he held you not an onein. He held you not, that you're not putter in mitzvahs. Right. I mean the Rush is very against that psak, but still it's mutalalav, and you're tarred, the things you have to concern yourself with. But anyway, that's not a problem. I don't think that's a problem. Those halachas.
Where is
the
Inanimus
Al-Bulim? Ramah is in halacha Parak Aleph halacha Tes. It's a Mishnah. I don't like quoting a Ramah when it's a Mishnah, right? But
Inanimus Al-Bulim is a Mishnah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Mishnah in Nigmar Din, Memvavim Beis. So the Krovim born Visholim Visholim Adayonim. So it says after they kill the Beis Din kills the Nidon, so the Krovim has to have to come and inquire about the well being of the Dayonim. Visholim Aedim. Klomar, She'ain Belibeinu Aleichem, we don't have anything against you. She'dinem is Dantem. V'lohayu misablin, ella aval onanin she'ein aninus ella b'leiv. That's the Mishnah. Yeah. So what does it mean ein aninus ella b'leiv? You have all these other halachos. Yeah. Okay. That's one problem. That's one thing. But then the other thing is that we say that what? That aninus is what? So first you have aninus. Yeah. So what do you say? So why can't you? So what does it mean ein aninus ella b'leiv if you have these other dinim? What do you say? Not such a hard question to answer, I don't think. Now, is the Mishnah saying you can't be Miss Abel, because Miss Abelin is apparently not Belev. Right? It's not only Belev. Right? Right.
Well, lis abel means what? It means the halachos in per, it means the halachos in perek. In perek A. Elu dvarim she'osur she'ovel osur ben biyom rishon min haTorah. Right, that's what he means. Amos Ablin. Those things. But Aninas is not like that. Aninas is belave. What does it mean? Aninas is belave. Means there's no outward maisa of Aninas per se. Doesn't mean there are no halachic ramifications of Aninas. But it means the state of Aninas doesn't require a maisa to produce it. That's what it means. Ein Aninas ela belave. Doesn't mean there are no consequences. Of course there are consequences. You get malchus if you eat ma'aser sheni. Right? And it's also to do avoda if you're a kohen, and you can't bring the bikurim. But that's not a kiyum, and that's not a kiyum in being an onain. In other words, you're not a greater onain if you refrain from eating ma'aser sheni. That's not a ma'aser aninus. There are no actions. There's no mitzvah to express aninus. Aninus is only belave. Yeah, belave makes you an onain, and when you're an onain, you can't do certain things. But that's not a that doesn't mean that aninus is not belave. If you compare it to avelus, it's very clear. Avelus to be misabel means to do certain activities, to refrain from certain activities. In other words, the refraining from the ilas asandal and all these other things. That's what makes you an ovel. That's part of the maisei ovel. Okay? A shvisa from certain normal ta'anugim. Okay? But eating maisei sheni is not a normal ta'anug. That's not something that is, that if a person doesn't eat maisei sheni, he's refraining from something. That's not being mitztayer yourself, like the Ramban says. An ovel has to do certain things to be mitztayer himself. That means that it's not only belave. There's a certain din of doing things to be mitztayer yourself. That's part of the very dinim of avelus. But there's nothing like that by aninus. The kiyum of aninus is purely belave. You don't have to refrain from eating ma'aser sheni to be an onain. But you have to refrain from the ilas asandal to be an ovel, huh? Okay, now how long is aninus midaraisa?
Are there any positive things you have to do as an onain?
No. There's no positive things. That's the whole point. Just Yom Rishon.
I don't understand. How could you possibly?
Yeah. So the Ram says in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis that when are you chayev in Avelos from Stima Chagolo, right? That's the end of the burial. Of a kol zman shelo nikbar hameis ena osur bedavim devarim shavel osur ben, right? Yeah. So Avelos doesn't start until Kavura. Avelos doesn't start until Kavura.
That's
Jack. You got an Einfall? Go ahead.
Because Avelus is like the gateway to Avelus. Like Avelus starts with Kavura. And that's why it's appropriate to place it here. Because Kavura is the thing which makes this.
Oh, you're going with the Coseras.
Yeah.
But why does it make a Kain Kavura? Why does it make a Main Kavura? I mean, you're right. But so 1 second. So Avelus starts after the Kavura. That's why you say the only time you have Avelus midaraisa is what? Is on Yom Rishon. Because Avelus starts on Yom Avelus why? Is only on Yom Rishon. Yeah. Now 1 second. So what is he before Avelus? He's an Onain. Right? What is he before? He's an Onain. The only thing is that what? The Aninas really doesn't leave until the Laila. Right? So there's an overlap. Right? You're an Onain before the Kvura, and then you're an Onain midaraisa. In other words, after the Kvura, you're not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. So it's not really true that Aninas disappears and Avelus starts. Right? Aninus, the din of an onain really continues throughout the whole day. The din of aninus continues throughout the whole day. Okay, the only thing is, the dinim of avelus don't start until after the kavura. So there is somewhat of an overlap. You're an onain the whole day, and then part of that day, if you do kavura, then you have avelus daraisa. But if you do the kvura the next day, then there's no avelus daraisa. Then there's no avelus daraisa. Yeah. Oh, so how do you end up with no avelus daraisa? No avelus daraisa is if you don't bury the person until the next day. So since avelus starts with kvura. Yeah, so avelus starts with kvura. So why is no avelus daraisa if you don't bury him on the first day? Why? Why?
Shouldn't it just start after the kvura?
Yeah, why?
Sorry, why is it no
avelus midaraisa on the second day?
Because kvura is a mitzvah on
But you did kvura the next day. So why is it no mitzvah avelus on the...
It's not kvura. You did a kvura, but that's not the mitzvah of kvura. If
it's a big chiddush, you're saying a big chiddush. No, let's say you're allowed to leave the mace over the next day for covered a mace, right? So you're not over an isser. So it would seem you still mekayim the mitzvah of kvura. The kohen can still be metame the next day. The kohen is allowed to be metame until stimas hagolel. So it still is a mitzvah, it would seem, of kvura. I mean, it's a good question. The mitzvah of kvura. That's a bit of a difficult topic, mitzvah kvura, but anyway, the point is, let's just try to make one deduction over here. That what? Why is no avelus midaraisa if the kvura is the next day? So it would seem that avelus midaraisa is only when he's an onain, right? And if there's no aninus, then there's no avelus midaraisa. And that's possibly why the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Aninus over here, right? I believe I forgot who it is in the end in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I think the Lekach Tov, one of those in Mefarshim, he wants to say something like that. That's the Rambam over here is not saying that's the source. We're saying that's the Zman. When he quotes the pasuk of Aninus, he's saying that's not the source. It's the Zman.
But it's accidental. It just happens to
him. Yeah, but why is that? Why should that be? That Aninus, you need to be in the state of Aninus to have Avelus.
I'm just...
Right, the reason why the Ram... In Aleph Aleph. The reason why the Ram says... That's what the Ram means. Ein Avelus minatorel v'yom rishon bevachu yom ha-misa v'yom ha-kvura. Why does he say that? Because yom ha-misa is when you're an onain. And after kvura, you have avelus. So the only time you can have avelus midaraisa is if it's the same day.
Does it have to be during the daytime?
Yeah. It could be that if he died at night, you can bury him at night.
But
not the night of the night that follows the day. No, midaraisa. It's until the next shkia.
So the whole derabanan thing is after that. The
nights,
because it says
that's why a guy can bring a korban pesach. Now, a person can bring a korban pesach if he's an onain on Yud Dalet, because at night he's not going to be an onain anymore. That's the Ram says Hilchos korban pesach. Interesting thing, just side point, is aninus, is a regel mevatel aninus? Apparently it's not.
It's not the opposite of simple.
It's a good question, because that's what the Ram says. Ram says that you can eat the Korban Pesach at night on Yud Dalet, if you're an Onain on Yud Dalet, because Aninus at night is Midrabanan. But apparently, if Aninus at night was Midaraisa, you still wouldn't say that the Regal is Mevatel the Aninus. But we know Regal is Mevatel Avelus. Right? Even the Ram doesn't mention it. The closest Gadol and the Kohen Gadol, and even by the Kohen Gadol, when he can do avoda, but he still is an onain because he can't eat kodesh either. He can just do avoda; he's not machal the avoda, but he still is an onain. Nothing. It seems like nothing wipes out aninus. Even when we say the kohen gadol can be makriv onain, you see from Aaron he wasn't allowed to eat it. It was not a problem. So it seems like aninus you can't knock out. You can't knock out. There's only one case it would seem that there's no aninus, and what's that? That's when the guy who dies is a Rasha. Right? Because then there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Haruge based, and you have like three steps, right? A normal guy is a mitzvah of Avelus and Aninus. Haruge based, and there's no Avelus. You don't do any outward mice. There's no Avelus, but there's Aninus. And then the Parsha Midarkei Tzibor,
with the Minim, the Rambam's mashma that there's no aninus at all. Rugi Malchus is Avelis. The mitzvah would be Mitame. I mean, that's another differentiation. The mitzvah would be Mitame goes until the guy is buried. Midoraisa. The Kohen is allowed to be Mitame until the guy is buried. Right? So why isn't there Avelis? And if being Mitame is Avelis, why isn't there Avelis even on the first day? If there's the mitzvah to be Mitame still, right? But also, I was just making an observation, saying that you see that two things are coinciding. That the only time you have Avelis, I'm just making an observation. You don't like the question? I just say as an observation. That you see one thing. Maybe it's coincidental, maybe it's not. But one thing that we notice is that the only time you have Avelis Midoraisa is during the same time period of Aninus. Is that enough?